Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
This is Stars Maya speaking, and I have with me here today Stars Bluebird. She's a natural-born psychic clairvoyant. So welcome, Stars Bluebird. How are you today?
Hi. I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. Okay. So today for this series, we're going to talk about how Stars Bluebird and I, how we do protection and how, you know, working in the paranormal and just in the energy, working with clients, it would be in a perfect world, everything would be positive and great, but as we know, it's not. So we're going to discuss some of the things that each of us do to protect ourselves against negative energy, whether it's during a paranormal investigation or if it's just working online or working with clients. So we hope you find that it's very interesting. I love the subject. I love the topic. And I think that, especially with all these new movies out, I think it's a topic of great interest to many people. So I'll go ahead and kind of start with some of the things that I do. For example, if I'm going out on an actual paranormal investigation, I always prepare that there could be some negative energy entities present. And my belief system is in God. I've shared this with my listeners and with my clients. So I have special prayers that I do, and I wear a special necklace. I also always carry with me some type of cross or crucifix. And before I even leave, I will do a blessing of protection. I also often call on the archangels, especially the four main, or to me, the four, what are the four main archangels. And I make sure that I feel that I'm fully protected, and I ask that God and the archangels oversee me and protect me. And I also do that around my vehicle as well, because as we talked about in the first part of this series, I drive and meet the team at a designated location, and then I follow them to the actual house. And the same thing if I'm working online or I'm working taking clients, I do a small protection ritual to protect myself from any negative energies. And I mean that the range of negative energies can be anything. From on a paranormal investigation, you can actually deal with some very dark, demonic type energies. And with clients, we can deal with, a common term is energy vampires. And those are clients that they are not necessarily intentionally negative or possessed or anything like that, but their energy just really zaps our energy. So we have to be very careful. So that's kind of what, when I'm starting, I always start with some type of prayer and ask for protection. Now, when you're doing your work in whatever fashion that may be, Stars Bluebird, what type of protection do you do to keep yourself clean and protected?
Well, it's a little bit similar. I grew up Catholic, so I do a lot of Our Father prayers. I do that often, actually, throughout the day, and I feel a closeness with Archangel Michael the most for whatever reason. So I call upon Archangel Michael often and ask him to clear any negative energy, keep me safe and protected. And I also like to imagine myself surrounded by white light often. So that's what works for me the most.
That's what works for you. And that's you brought up a great point that I failed to mention, and I'm glad that you did, is the being surrounded by white light. I like that you brought that up because, you know, not everyone, we don't all share the same belief systems in God. Some people see creators, some people believe in goddess, some people just believe in a higher source. So really, that's a very universal, and I'm so glad that you made a point to bring that up. That's a very universal way of using protection is white light. Everyone knows that white light is good, and it is definitely a good tool to use in any, again, in any situation, applicable to any situation, whether it's an investigation or it, you know, dealing with clients or the kind of work that we do. The kind of work that we do, there is a I wanted to ask what you thought about this, Stars Bluebird, but I do feel that there is a certain amount of risk, and there is a, you know, there's that slight potential for harm. Would you agree or would you disagree with that, Stars Bluebird?
Yes. I think, you know, if you go in thinking negative and thinking doom, then you're more open to it.
Okay, that makes sense. And so do you feel that in dealing in this type of work with energy, with people, like if we work on starpsychics.com, for the most part, we're working through a chat, so we're not able to see the person face-to-face. I know a lot of us do that, you know, face-to-face or do investigations. And so basically, too, would you say that it would be negligent for someone in our profession to not do any type of protection work before they begin their work?
Yeah, everybody should do that for sure.
Okay, because that's, I definitely agree with that yes, that regardless we should do, you know, it doesn't matter, we can, you know, and it's interesting because you mentioned Michael, and he is also one of my favorites, and I don't know why either, but for some reason I just feel very attuned to him. He has a very powerful connection to protection from negative energies. Is that kind of what you feel about him?
Yes. I've had, especially driving, especially in vehicles, I just feel like he helps me the most in vehicles. I've had a couple of incidents, actually, and I can't even explain why I decided to call upon him and ask for some extra protection in my vehicle when I was in the middle of driving, and then within a few minutes after, almost getting in an accident. So he's,
oh my goodness,
definitely count on him.
Okay, so that's, it just shows that, you know, we need to be forearmed, we need to be active, we need to be, you know, kind of on the, we need to play offense, I guess is what you could say. We need
right.
to go in. I don't feel, and again, if we're going back to doing paranormal investigations especially, we're entering into a dwelling that we really have no idea what lurks there. And this show is not meant to frighten people because there's, you know, so many times when there's rational explanations, and our last part of the series, our last half hour, we will discuss a little bit more at length of you know, talking with clients or people that feel that they may be experiencing. We'll get into that in the second half hour. But yes, I think that it's very important in this type of work that we are protected. Now, do you have, Stars Bluebird, are there any paranormal experiences that you have that you wanted to share with our listeners? Anything in particular?
Well, I did have a girl that I was helping that had would have a racket going on in her room at night when she would try to sleep. The blinds
Wow.
were moving and lots of noise. She would say lots of noises. Lots of things banging and things like that. And
okay.
I gave her some crystals, And I even, bringing up Archangel Michael, I even put a St. Michael statue in her room. And we saged. I try to use sage to cleanse and clear the room. We used it around the doorway and the corners of the room. And it got better and improved. So now she doesn't have an issue anymore.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. So you had a girl that was experiencing paranormal activity, and it was mainly at night, a lot of noise, and you went in and you did the rituals and the protocol that you're comfortable with, which I'm glad you brought up sage, because that's a very big, you know, that's something that's very common, and I'm kind of the oddball because I don't use sage, so I'm glad that you brought that up as well. So you did a clearing and a cleansing, and you put in a statue, and then after you did that and you cleared that room, then you're saying that the paranormal activity, it pretty much stopped after that?
Yeah, I had to do it more than once. It
you did.
Eased
okay.
off, I would say. It was lessened. And so then I would just sage again to improve it. And now it's...
And now she is completely... And was she, you know, like some of the clients that I've had, you know, definitely nighttime, I can tell you that probably 90%, in my experience at any rate, 90% of the anomalies or the paranormal, the noises, the cabinets opening, and all that stuff does happen at night. And there's a lot of theories on why that is. And so for this girl that you helped, it was nighttime. She wasn't really getting a lot during the day. It was more the nighttime. Correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm glad that you brought up sage. Now, is sage one of your favorite, like, let's say, paranormal or protection tools, something that you use frequently in your line of work?
Yes. I just feel like it clears, cleanses. I don't do it. I do it every couple months, maybe, normally.
Okay.
Just to keep things clear.
And you also brought, I mean, you brought up so many great points, which is why I'm so excited to be able for us to, you know, share this, the rest of this series, Stars Bluebird, because you have such great ideas, and I know that you take it very seriously, and the sage and the crystals as well. I also believe that crystals are very powerful and that they work very well. And also, the other point that you brought up that I wanted to talk a little bit about is, in my experience, again, with paranormal activity, especially when I'm going to a home, which normally I'm going to a resident, you know, I've done the empty, you know, the asylums and the old prisons, but there's no one really at risk there because there's no one home. So the ones that are more closer to my heart that I feel more concerned and more drawn to are the ones where there's people living there, and especially children, where the children are feeling uncomfortable in their rooms. I guess something like what this girl that you assisted. But a good point is, I have found that usually one time is not enough. That, you know, in our group, you know, now they usually have set up before they call me in, and I usually go back at least twice, and sometimes it takes even more than that. So you're so very right on that. One time, once something has gotten shifted or started, one time is not enough. Now, in in the first part of the series, Stars Medium Matthew and I had spoke about the spirit and Ouija board as a dangerous tool. So I thought I would just kind of ask you about that, if you were in agreement with us on that, Stars Bluebird.
Yes, and it's funny that you sort of went there. You were saying that sometimes it takes more than one time to clear whatever's going on. And I think a lot of that also has to do with the people living there and their thinking and their feeling. If, for example, this girl, she didn't feel like all this stuff was going to work, and her negative thinking and her approach probably didn't help.
Exactly.
And Ouija board and those kind of things, all the same thing. Going to keep attracting that kind of thing to you if you are looking for it.
Right, right. We, you know, like, it's the open window theory. You know, if you open your window without a screen, you know, you might get a beautiful butterfly or a hummingbird, but you're also just as likely to get a wasp, which I think the majority of us would prefer not to have a wasp in our home. So
right.
You do, or I know I don't want one. So, therefore, I keep that window shut. So, definitely, you're on board, you know, no pun intended, actually, that the spirit board and the Ouija board is really a dangerous item and should not be used as a game. It's really not a game. It's truly a portal, and you are not going to be able, Aida mentioned, I've been in this profession for more than 30 years, and I wouldn't touch one because I know that I don't even have the power to control what's going to actually come through. So,
right, and I'm
and
not
now I wanted to ask.
I was going to say, I'm
sorry, go ahead.
With places that have them hung up. I've been to places where they have them hung up for decoration or added things, and I'm not comfortable with that either. I'd rather not be there when I see that.
Right. I was going to ask you, I would imagine myself, you know, I would probably immediately, you know, the hair would rise on the back of my neck, and I would feel, you know, and I go, and I know that you go on feelings a lot, too. And for me, like, you know, again, if I'm doing, I mean, this can apply to working with our clients as well, but in the paranormal investigations, I really base a lot on my feeling. And when I walk in, if I get that feeling where it doesn't feel right to me and it feels uncomfortable, I can usually, within a fairly short period of time, determine, even if there's more than one type of energy present, I can usually decipher if there's something negative, because I get, like, for example, I feel heaviness in my chest area, and to me that's a sign that there's something negative going on. But you have a good point with people. The people that live within the home, their attitude and their outlook plays an important part, and their relationship, when there's dysfunction in the family, that can be a portal for some things. I've, you know, gone to investigations, and sometimes it's difficult to figure out, you know, what occurred first. I mean, you know, we in life, we are always faced with stressors, and I feel, I'm not sure, you know, your opinion on this, but I feel in the last year especially, the universal forces have been very difficult for a lot of people, you know, like the economy and such. Do you feel that that's played a part too, perhaps, in this seemingly uprising of paranormal activity?
I think it all plays a part. And
okay.
You were bringing up some of these movies that are out there, and I feel like there's more and more of these type of movies, which plays a part, too.
Right, right. You're right, because, you know, you could almost see them, you know, in a sense, like the spirit or Ouija board, there, it's like a train wreck. It's hard to turn away, and, you know, people are fascinated, like one of the movies that comes to mind, and I think they made several sequels, was Paranormal Activity. That was, unfortunately, that movie was not, other than the ending, I'm not sure, did you get a chance, Stars Bluebird, to see that movie, the first one, the original?
No, I actually avoid those movies.
I'm
not a big fan of them.
Okay, and that's probably good, because I feel even watching that movie, you know, I did watch it, and I had a lot of experiences when I was younger and before I understood so much about the, you know, spiritual world, and, you know, I was a young teenager, and, you know, I did watch that movie, and other than the ending, which, you know, probably was pretty fake, the occurrences in that movie were actually not far off the mark. Those types of occurrences with doors being opened and things being dropped and things being moved, these are occurrences that do happen and were, you know, a lot of what was going on when an investigation would go on, you know, and most of the time people, you know, felt threatened. Usually if it was, you know, some type of, you know, more of a good energy, you know, like a loved one, they, you know, people can usually feel that.
Right.
Would you agree that if it's like, you know, your passed on grandmother, grandfather, father, mother, that usually has a completely different feel to a person or a family than something that is, you know, not related to them.
Right. And usually if something's happening, usually if you just think for a second, were you just thinking of your grandmother does your grandmother pop into your head when that happens, then most likely it was them. It's usually whatever popped into your head just before or just after.
Okay, that makes sense. So that's a good way for our listeners to, you know, relate to if something is going on and they have just thought about a loved one, or maybe they've smelled their favorite perfume, or a lot of people associate like a dragonfly or a butterfly or some type of item or a rose. If they just saw something like that, even if it was on TV, and that happened to be their grandmother's favorite flower, then I think they can be pretty safe in assuming that that's their loved one just connecting and letting them know, I'm still here, I'm still with you, I'm still watching over you. Now, I did want to, as we finish up, we're getting close to this half hour, and we have one more segment, and that will be the end for now of our paranormal series. But I wanted to go back a little bit to the protection, especially when we're like the girl that you helped. You know, we're doing rituals and we're doing protection going in. Leaving is even more important because it's very easy. I know some people call it piggybacking. A lot of times, and it's always a concern for me and the safety of my family, because the last thing that I want to do is go into a home and help a family and find out that that energy, especially if it's a negative energy, has come and followed me. So what I do is close doors. I do my routine within the home, which usually is sprinkling holy water, and I have a little box of that contains a lot of different items. I always light a white candle when I do a walkthrough. And then as I'm leaving, not only do I do a protection around the house and even the area, and then I usually leave instructions for the clients to follow up on, which is true with clients online that have contacted me that feel that they're, you know, experiencing the paranormal. But I'm even more diligent as I'm leaving, and again, like you mentioned, the prayers, especially to Archangel Michael, I do a lot of prayers and ask for safety and ask that nothing comes with me, that nothing attaches to me, that, you know, I came here with intentions of helping someone. And just for the record, so everyone knows, our paranormal team does not charge. We do not charge. I do not get paid. This is something that, and the equipment, our equipment people, you know, luckily they've gotten donations because they're devoting so many hours of reviewing tapes and videos and stuff. So I really honor and respect them because they really do it. I mean, they do it because they have a curiosity and they've had their own experiences, but their intention is really to help other people, and that's mine as well. And so as I'm leaving, I'm very, very careful. I walk around my car, my vehicle, and as I shut the door, I don't want to shut the energy inside. I don't want to trap it with the people because the idea is to get rid of it. So I will, you know, do kind of like a little ritual, opening the door and asking the energy to leave, the negative energy, that if you're not of the light of God, you know, I ask you to leave. This is not your place. This is not your home. You do not belong here. And then I walk around my car. Sometimes I will even sprinkle my car with holy water. And I always place a crucifix in my car, and I ask that God, the Holy Spirit, and it's so funny that we both turn to Archangel Michael, and I also ask for him to see me safely home. And I had some pretty crazy experiences upon leaving, you know, these homes. So I'm very diligent. And what about you, Stars Bluebird? Do you see that similar, you know, when you're leaving, like this girl that you helped? Now, were you very careful to protect yourself as you were leaving to make sure that that energy didn't go into another room in her house or follow you to your home?
Yes, and as you probably noticed with clients, you tend to, you know, you tend to be involved, you tend to care, you tend to get attached. And so I am always asking for assistance with removing any cords, any attachments, and I try to imagine them being removed. That helps clear.
Great point. Yes. I agree with you on the cords, that those cords, when we care about someone, just exactly what you said, our intentions are good, and we find ourselves a little bit wrapped up in their situation, whether it's a client or an investigation. But for our well-being, emotional and spiritual well-being, we do have to cut those cords. We cannot let that energy, even the saddest situation, or even though we may sympathize or empathize. So that's great. I appreciate so much that you brought that up about the visualization process, because what you're saying is, what you do is you actually even, you know, ask for those cords to be cut, and that doesn't mean that you don't work with that person or you don't care about them. You just don't want that to enter into your space and your energy, and you actually visualize those cords being cut so that you have that safety. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
Well, I think we've covered a lot for this session and on our topic, and I want to thank all of our listeners and Stars Bluebird. It was such a pleasure to work with you. And
thank you. You too.
Thank you to all the listeners for tuning in, and thank you, Stars Bluebird, and God bless everyone.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We have a lot of callers, but I do have one announcement here. For those who are brand new to StarPsychics.com, if you go and create an account, you will be in line to do our quick survey, and that will earn you 5 free minutes on the site. It's only for those who do not have come to the site at all. So it would be all of you. I don't think any of you have come to the site. I own Star Psychics, and my name is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, of course. And it's really going to be a great thing. The survey will go out to quite a few, and I will do it in lots of, I don't know, 20 or 40 emails. But if you'll get your name in there, just create an account. You'll be in line to do, you'll get a survey, and you'll be in line to get 5 free minutes, which is a $10 value. And the site is giving that away as an incentive, and I hope all of you will do that. So, on with the show, as we say, and I could talk a long time, as far as Maya knows, and I'm going to connect her right now, and we're going to go with our first caller. Hi, Stars Maya, do I have you?
You do have me. Good evening.
Okay, I'm going to did you like my little speech there? I mean, I love to talk. All my stars know on the site that I love to talk. And but it's my job to do this, right? I have to let all of the new people out there who don't even know who we are and go to the site and create. It's a free account. Just log in, get your information in there, and then you'll get a survey sent to you and you'll earn 5 free minutes. I mean, it can't get any better than that. So I'm going to connect you with the first caller, and her name is Nancy.
Okay.
Nancy, you're on the air with Stars Maya.
Hi there.
Hello, Nancy. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty well this evening. And how may I help you? What is your question for me today?
My question is, how and when do you see money coming in for me in the next few months?
How soon do I see money coming in for you in the next few months?
Yes. How soon and in what way?
Okay. Well, I feel like there's actually two different ways. Something seems to be involving some type of property, real estate, maybe even a timeshare. Does that make any sense to you, Nancy?
No, would it be an inheritance?
Well, would the inheritance have been property being sold in part?
There's no property involved, no.
Okay, I get very strongly something from property. What about, I do feel two different things. Inheritance could definitely be one of them. And right away I got a 6. So I'm going to say 6 weeks, and I'm getting a lot of 2s, so I do feel that there's going to be a split. Like you're going to get part probably in 6 weeks and then part in a few weeks later. I'm not getting that it's going to be the end of the summer. I'm getting sooner. I'm being shown at the end of July to mid-August as a time frame for the money. But my guides are not letting go on this real estate, property, even timeshare. There's something there that I feel is going to come through. So it'll be interesting, Nancy, for you to see how that comes together. A lot of times when my guides pick something up, it just doesn't seem to make sense. But then later on, something unexpected occurs, and we all go, ah, okay. And, hey, money is good. If you're getting money, you probably aren't that concerned where if it comes from real estate or inheritance, right?
Right.
Okay, so I feel like you're going to do really well, and 6 weeks doesn't feel like a long time to wait for that first increment at least. And from that point forward, you'll get the rest of your money, and I feel like you'll do real good. And I do appreciate your question this evening. God bless you, and be sure and visit us at Star Psychics.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Come back and see us, and don't forget about the survey that's coming. Go to starspsychics.com, fill out your account. Just leave it there, or you can purchase minutes if you like, but you'll be in line to get 5 free minutes from the site. And have a great evening. Okay, Corinne, are you ready?
I am. I'm here.
You're there. Okay, you have Stars Maya on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Thank you, Corinne. I'm doing well, and how about you?
Great. My question is regarding employment. I'm looking for a new career position, and I hope you see something fantastic coming for me this summer.
I hope I do, too. So are you making a change, like a shift in careers?
Yes, I would like to very much.
Okay, and will the new career, what you're looking for, does it have anything to do with creating things?
I don't have anything in mind. I'm trying to be open, but I just don't want to do what I did before, and I would like creativity to be a part of it.
Okay, because I get a lot of creative energy from you. And that's a very broad field, Corinne. I mean, that could be anything from designing ads to you know, designing layouts. I mean, that could be very broad, working in even a flower shop, arranging flowers. I do feel that it is time for you to make a big change, and I do feel you are going to make a change this summer. So you did get the news you were hoping to hear, and I feel like the money may not be quite as high as what you're accustomed to, but the intrinsic satisfaction will be so worth it to you, because you're going to feel like a brand new person, which is what you're looking for anyways. So you're going to get your wish in a nutshell.
May I ask? Great. How am I going to find or connect with this position?
Well, I feel that, you know, there's going to be some opportunities with you out looking, but it seems to me that it's going to be an unexpected connection. To me, it feels like maybe a friend of a friend. I see you in a casual environment with maybe a friend or someone, and they happen to bring up something, and you just kind of are taken aback, and you say, oh, wait a minute, I would love to do that. Is there any chance? Could you help me get in? Could you help me at least get an application? So to me, it's kind of an inside door is what I'm getting.
Okay, and so you see me getting excited about it. I have a former business acquaintance that has a connection for me, but it is not really what I want to do. And I just don't know if I should say yay or nay to it just because I don't have something. I really don't want to.
Let me just, since we have to be brief, let me just tell you this. We do, fear is not a good basis for decision making. And, you know, I work for a living too. I understand that we can't just lollygag around and not worry about our bills. But you will do yourself an injustice if you take a position simply because you're afraid that something else won't come about. Laws of attraction work, manifest this. I am being shown very clearly that you will get something creative, something that you will love doing, and that you will be a much better, different person. It's time for you to follow your path, and whenever we do that, we have to take some risks. So be willing to take the risks. Don't take this job because it's not what you want, and all it'll do is put, you know, it'll put food on the table, but you'll still be unhappy, and you'll be right where you started. So go ahead and be willing to take that risk. Have faith and trust and belief in yourself, and I wish you the very best. God bless you, and be sure and, you know, see any of the experts on starpsychics.com for a more in-depth reading.
Oh, thank you so very much. Really appreciate this reading.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Corinne. Come back and see us, and don't forget, go create your free account and get in line to earn 5 free minutes. It's a $10 value. And you can come back and see us anytime. Have a great evening. Okay, Maya, I'm going to get the next caller for you, and it is Lisa. So let me connect you with Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the air with Stars, Maya.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know what you feel coming up for my love life. Thank you.
Yes, Lisa. I knew you were going to ask me that. You have had a lot going on, and so it makes sense that you would ask that question. Now, what my guides are showing me is that there seems to be some attachment or some hope with a particular person.
Okay.
And is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. To be really honest with you, There's a chance that might work out, but what I'm really being shown is that there is a soulmate, which can become a life partner for you, that is coming up for you probably within the next, depending on your choices and what you do with this other connection, that's going to be coming up in the next 3 to 4 months. So you have some great opportunities, but like our last caller, we always have to realize that, you know, before we can walk through the next open door, we do have to shut some doors. I do feel that this person that you have a connection with, I do feel that it is a true soulmate connection, but a soulmate doesn't guarantee us a life partner. Soulmate is emotion and feeling. Life partner is a soulmate with the added making the right choices to bring it to the level of being a life partner. And this person, I just don't feel that they're ready and on the same path that you are. I feel like you are both kind of walking different paths, even though your connection is strong. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. Do you think that they miss me?
Yes, they do very much. And it's really a little sad, but they miss you. They think about you, but it's just, it's like you are walking two paths and there's just not really, I mean, I believe in miracles. I believe love can sometimes conquer all. So I don't want to say never. I never say never. So I don't want to say that to you, Lisa, but it doesn't look like the most likely outcome is going to end up with this person.
Right. So you don't see him contacting me?
I'm sorry?
So you don't see him contacting me then?
He may contact you, but I just don't feel that it will rise up to the level of what you are ready for in your life. You are ready to move into something more serious, committed, something consistent, being able to rely upon someone. You don't want to be humping it anymore. And by that I mean, you know, constantly wondering, okay, what's next? All the drama, all the ups and downs. You're ready to settle down. Your soul needs some peace and quiet. And that's what I feel that the opportunity is going to be out there for you, but you have to move forward to find that. And I wish you all the best in doing so. I appreciate your call and your question. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Come back and see us. I know you will because I know you love the show.
Thank you.
Open that door. It's going to be really good for you if you try, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much for the guidance. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I have goosebumps. She's right on. Listen to her. You come back and see us. And don't forget, go create your account so you can get 5 free minutes.
Okay, I will.
All right, StarPsychics.com. Okay, thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, Stars Maya, I have our next caller. It is Tony. Tony, you're on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead.
Hi, Maya. This is Antoinetta calling you. When they call me Tony, I have talked to you before.
Yes, I believe we have spoken before. You feel familiar to me. What is your question for me tonight?
Okay, my question is, yesterday early morning, I texted Danny, and I kind of like, I'm hoping I didn't scare him off, but I kind of like laid it on thick, and I said, listen, you know, I need someone here every day for me and my daughter. I'm not sure if you're the man that is capable of being in my life. We got to be on the same page. You know, I really hammered him at like 7 a.m. He didn't see it coming. And then I said, I said, do you want a relationship? And he says, I do. And then I said, do you want a relationship with me? And he didn't respond. And then I said, well, when you're serious and you want a relationship, you contact me. And then I couldn't sleep all last night. I felt like it really affected Daniel. So then today I reached out and I said, you know, good morning. It's a beautiful day. And then later when he got home from work around 4 o'clock, he said, hello, on a text message. I think he's feeling a little, like, awkward. I'm not sure if I scared him away. I'm not sure if I, you know, put a match under his behind to get him to move faster. I'm not sure if he's going to see me anymore. I'm not sure if he's going to see me this weekend. I don't know where I stand now because I did that.
Well, you have to keep in mind that you did what you needed to do, but you have to be careful because what I'm feeling here is that you came on strong, which you needed to do, and my guides are very supportive of you doing that, because that is what you have to have in your life with your daughter. Now, don't start backpedaling because you're afraid. We can't scare off someone that really wants the same thing that we want and wants to be with you. Now, you know, we can shake them up a little bit, rattle them a little bit, give them a little bit of time. If he's really in this for the long haul, you will hear from him and you will see him. The problem with him is he's just not quite there. And like you said in your first text, you laid it on the line, you can't play games. The longer that you allow him to be the way that he is, the more he's going to continue to be that way. So you have to kind of stick to your decision. You have to be really strong with this, and you have to decide, which I think we talked a little bit about, that the relationship has to come before the person. That doesn't mean that we, you know, get involved in a relationship where there's no attraction or connection. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, the connection doesn't do us a lot of good if there's nothing to back it up. So give him some space. You've laid it out. You've let him know what you need and what you want. It's all true. Your expectations are very normal. They're not out of line. I do feel that you'll hear from him again, but I do feel that he's still going to try to go under the radar with this, and it's going to be up to you to put your foot down or to let him just keep sliding. So the ball is, it may seem like it's in his court, but it's actually in your court. If you stick to your guns, he's either going to man up or get out.
Right, and I mean, today I texted him, and I did apologize. I said, you know, I'm kind of sorry. I was a little grouchy because I have a lot going on in my own personal life, and a lot of appliances are breaking here. There's a lot of problems in my house going on with appliances, plumbers, the landlord, all kinds of carrying on, and I kind of took it out on him, and, you know, I texted him that, and I wanted him to know that, and, you know, I know that when I had talked to you before, you had mentioned that you did see him moving in, but like I said, I didn't know if this would make him move in quicker.
I don't think in the long run it's, you know, that particular text, you know, made an impact, it ended it, or it lit a fire under him. I think if there's going to be a change of how this system is and the patterns here, then you're going to have to stand behind what you're doing. And, I know we have to limit it because we have a lot of callers, and I'm the only reader on tonight. So
right.
What I'd love you to do is, why don't you do as Starcast Natalie suggested, go ahead and get signed up and come and see me for a more in-depth reading. And we can look at all, you know, I've got a lot that I'd like to say to you. There's so much that I could share with you about what's going on in your house, but I just can't do it because I have other people waiting in line.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. God
Thank
bless you,
Tony.
And don't worry much.
Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. Okay, now you've been listening to all the wonderful questions and answers. Now it's your turn, and I'm connecting you with Stars Maya. Stars Maya, this is Nathaniel.
Hi, Stars.
Hello. Good evening, Nathaniel. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And what is your question for me this evening?
Do you see me getting a job here? I'm looking for some employment right now.
Okay. I do. I feel like there, though, so you're staying in the same field, right?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm open to anything.
Okay. What my guide's showing me is there's a little bit of an obstacle, and it may be that you're kind of burnt out with your current field or what you do. Do you do anything to do with construction at all?
A little bit, yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that if you look in that direction, I feel like you might be a little burnt out, or that might not be kind of what your ideal is. But for you right now, the situation warrants that construction would be a very good choice for you right now. And later on,
up there, do you think I should just not apply for the cook or driver or, you know, warehouse position?
I do think that you're going to be successful. From what I'm feeling, I do feel that you're going to get a job. But how do I say this? My guides feel like there may have been a couple of times that you have applied for something that you're not quite qualified for, or not as qualified. What we have to look at is the universal energy and the economy, the way it's come down, is what, you know, to kind of give you an analogy or simplify things. One time what somebody would get hired without a college education, now they want you to have a master's degree. So because the jobs at the top kind of fell through, that means that jobs that normally didn't require a lot of credentials or education or such are requiring that. So try to be, you know, I guess what I'm saying is try to be more realistic with what you do, because there's a lot of things that you're very, very skilled at, and that's where you need to go in terms of a job right now. I do feel that I'm getting about 2 years. You may be able to make a change where it's something more fulfilling and it kind of fits your little ideal of what you want to see yourself doing. But for now, I feel like you need to stick with construction or something that's, like you said, you know, dock work, heavy equipment operator, something in that area that deals with construction. That's where I feel the money, the success, and the stability will be for you now. So does that answer your question for you?
Well, I have another kind of a question about labor ready. I don't know if labor ready would be the place for me to look for work. No.
No, because they just use you.
You know, I really got that feeling. They told me that, you know, I wasn't qualified to get anything over minimum wage to pay. And I said, well, I'm a guitar teacher. I do this. And they're really not hiring for that. And I just kind of felt like they were going to prostitute me out right away for nothing.
Right. What they're doing is they don't want anyone to go permanent because they want to get the money. They get a big chunk. Go on your own, Nathaniel. You can do this.
Double the money you get. I mean, you know, whatever you're getting, they must get that just to have legal, you know, thing, and so you can't sue, you know, for the work comp or anything, you know.
Right. But I feel like there's going to be several opportunities if you look in the right direction. So this is what I'm telling you. This is what my guides want you to hear. You need to look in the right direction. You need to focus on where your skills are, and that's in the construction field. You need to go on your own, not through any kind of labor-ready, temporary employment agency, unless it's a permanent agency. You need to go on your own, and they tell me that there's three separate opportunities that are going to be presented to you over the next 6 to 9 weeks. So I feel you're going to be successful. Stick to what you know, and you're going to do good, and you're going to feel a lot better about yourself, because I can feel you've got a little bit of low energy right now, and you need this work to pick you up. So I do wish you all the best with that, and don't forget, you can always visit us at Star Psychics for a full in-depth reading. God bless you, and good luck to you, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Don't forget, go create a free account on starswithaz.psychics.com. And if you do the survey, when it's sent out to you, you'll get 5 free minutes. so you can go back and see Stars Maya. Have a great evening.
Thanks a lot.
Hiya, Joy. Are you there? You're our last caller for this evening, and I have Stars Maya waiting for you.
Hello, Stars Maya.
Hello, and what was your first name again, please?
My name is Joy.
Joy, well, that could not be a prettier or more. I hear music in the background.
Thank you. Do you really?
I am ready, Joy. What is your question for me this evening?
My question is, what do I need to be doing in order to be living my full potential?
Okay, so you want to know what you should be doing to live your full potential. Well, you're going through a very difficult phase right now where you can see the future, you know where you want to be, you're just not sure how to get there. And some of that just is part of the phase or the cycle, which has nothing to do with astrology. I'm not an astrologer at all. And what I pick up from you, Joy, is actually a couple different things. And you definitely need to be on your life path and your purpose. And to me, it has to do with helping people. And I also keep seeing children. Now, are you currently... do you have some college?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Because I definitely picked up college and school, and you might even have to go a little further to get where you want. Do you have any ideas at this point of what you want to do or what feels right to you? Are you locked in that sense also?
No, I definitely know where I want to be and where I'm going and all of that. I have a pretty good plan. So
okay, and share that with me. What is your career goal?
Well, I want to write. I want to be a writer.
Okay, I can see you writing. And what about anything in helping people, working with people, children? I mean, children, that could even be personal just in having children. It doesn't necessarily have to be working with them. But you have a way of, you have some psychic gifts, and they're more on the healing end. I don't know if you've ever had anyone tell you, oh, you make me feel so calm. Have people ever made those types of comments to you?
Well, I think that I've recognized that I can do that. I recognize that in myself. My husband tells me that, and I'm kind of a loner, so I like to be by myself, so I'm not around a lot of people for them to really tell me that, but I have recognized that in myself, and I have heard that, so yes. The short answer is yes.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So I don't really think you're that far off track. What month is your birthday, if you don't mind if I ask? I just need the month.
February,
okay. So this kind of feeling, like what I'm picking up from you, Joy, is in the present right now, even though you've got some strong goals, like you said, you know what you want to do, you want to write, you still kind of feel like you're looking at the world from the outside. You don't really feel the connection with the world like you want to, and that makes you feel a little unsettled. You want to feel more connected, and I feel like you're going through this. Some of these are just life lessons, and by the time your birthday comes along, a lot of that's going to shift, and I feel you're going to connect with people. Even though you do like to be alone, my guides tell me that you also do need some time with other people, because it actually, even if you're doing healing, it actually does give back to you. So to reach your potential, stick with your goals, do your writing. And do you have any plans for children?
I was going to ask you about children, but I didn't want to, you know, ask too much. Yes. Yep. Do you see any? And I also would like to work with them. I'd like to work with them and I'd like to have them.
Yes, and that was one of the first things that I picked up with you is I saw you around children, and then as I look deeper into that, I feel like both. I definitely see at least one child around you, and what my guides are actually telling me is that the way they explain it to me is a child is returning to you. What that usually means is there has been some type of termination in a pregnancy, and you don't have to share the details of that. And sometimes us women, we become pregnant and it's attached, and we don't even realize that we were pregnant to start with. But
hi, Adora, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, the line was
breaking. Yeah, we lost her, I guess. I didn't kick her off, but sometimes it does that. And anyways, you can always reach her. She's Stars Maya on the site, and that's starspsychics.com, S-T-A-R-Z, like in zebra, psychics.com. And if you create your account, she may call back in again. If she does, I'll let her finish. Create your account, and then we're going to be sending out a survey, and you'll earn 5 minutes, which is a $10 value, so you can certainly use that. I mean, I get a lot of clients that come on the site, and they only purchase 5 minutes, so you kind of get a chance to see what the readers are like. I probably have about, 132 of them now, 133, I guess, something like that, and I'm just going to give her another minute to call on. It could have been on her end, her phone, perhaps. I don't know, but I don't fear calling back in again. But I'm glad you came. How did you find out about us?
Well, I was just, I don't know if someone said something, or I think I just found you online, actually.
Oh, okay.
Online.
All right, good.
I've been listening for a while. I mean, since you started.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that off the site. Blog Talk Radio has it where you can just listen to it. You don't have to even be a call-in. And then we have a chat room you can get into, too. And I have readers over there that answer questions. We do that a lot. And you're welcome to come back next week also.
Okay, I'm sure that I will.
Sign up for your account. Pardon me?
She was really good. She was talking about you can be pregnant and not even know it. And my goodness, I never even considered.
Yes.
Such a thing.
No, she's very well known. She's been reading for many, many years. I have many on the site that have been reading a really long time. And you know, the funny thing is, because I own it, is that sometimes readers their experience is like 2 or 3 years old, and they're really good. They haven't been doing it that long. The best thing to do is to check out the profiles, but if you're really happy with Maya, I would go back to her and purchase something. We have 10 minutes, a 10-minute reading, and so on. I mean, they're all on the site for you, and we do email questions and all that, but an in-depth with her probably would be better for you, because once she tunes into you, she tunes into you. So I guess she's not going to call back, and it could have been something on her end. And I will give her a quick call and tell her how pleased you were, so that makes her feel really good. You have a great evening, Joy.
Okay, thank you, Natalie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, that's our show for tonight. So I'm going to end the episode for those of you who are sitting in the chat room. I see Priestess Candy is still there. She is on the site as Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. You can get a reading from her. There's quite a few, Stars Maya. Please visit them. They give up their time once a week, and it's kind of nice, I think. It's a wonderful thing. I'm surrounded by a lot of awesome people. Take care, and have a good night.